We're also learning new details tonight about the shooting at a New York hospital that left one victim dead and six others wounded. The shooter died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Roxana Saberi reports.
All available units to come to Bronx Lebanon Hospital. All available units for the perimeter, please.
Investigators are trying to piece together what motivated Friday's deadly rampage at the hospital.
It was a horrific day for our hospital and the community.
Authorities say Dr. Henry Bello had resigned from the medical center in 2015 after just 6 months amid allegations of sexual harassment. The New York Daily News is reporting that just 2 hours before the shooting, Bello emailed the paper. He said the hospital told him he was terminated because of an altercation with a nurse and because he threatened a colleague. He called these complaints bogus. Hospital spokesman Errol Schneer.
There was no warning whatsoever that he would return or that he would ever take this type of action.
But a former colleague reportedly said after Bello was fired, he promised he'd come back to kill. Police say Bello entered the hospital hiding this AM-15 rifle under a white lab coat.
I heard pop, pop, pop. And when I heard that, it's like everybody was screaming and running and getting down.
Patient Darlene Thomas was in her hospital bed when the shots rang out. She says some hospital staff barricaded the door.
It's supposed to be the safe place. You come here to get care and to be safe. You know, and something like this happens, it's very sad.
The hospital says the family medicine doctor who was killed, Dr. Tracy Sinyi Tam, was there that day only because she was covering a shift.
A hospital spokesman says the medical center checks employees' badges before they enter, but the shooter looked, quote, perfectly normal walking in, wearing a lab coat. The NYPD is investigating how he got in and who he was targeting. Rena?
All right, Roxana Saberi in New York City. Thanks, Roxana.